Earlier, I visited with three members of one of the state's largest Sunni congregations at the Islamic Center of Little Rock to find out their thoughts about the ongoing crisis in Israel and Gaza. Yesterday, I sat down with Rabbi Barry Block to talk about some of the reactions of Little Rock's Jewish population. Temir El-Sabai says the conditions in Gaza, both before and during this conflict, are what people at the Islamic Center are thinking about.
Most people here feel that big injustice is going against people in Gaza, not only this time, it's going on for many, many years. The blockade of everything related to the Gaza people's lives, people have no way out. They are very desperate. They cannot travel from one area to another without having blockades. They have hostility from the Egyptian government side, and they have more hostility from the Israeli side. They don't have a way out, and they are very desperate. And unfortunately, people, when they become desperate, they become more radicalized.
The early escalation in violence was in large part a response to the kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers in June. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed Hamas. Last week, BBC reported an Israeli police spokesman said Hamas had no knowledge of the abductions. Mohammed Al-Mahedi on collective punishment.
Hamas has nothing to do with the entire episode. The crime took place in West Bank, did not take place in Gaza. And Hamas was blamed for it. Was a different, a crime takes place in Memphis and literally get penalized for it. That's exactly what happened. I mean, it was not justified. There's nothing pointing toward them. If a crime takes place somewhere, you sit down, your investigators, find out who is the criminals, and you penalize the criminals. You do not want to penalize the entire city and shelling them inhumanely in every other way you can. I mean, just does not make no sense. We condemn killing of innocent people, no matter what, if Palestinian or Israelis.
Many Israelis who want to lift trade and travel restrictions on Gaza argue doing so might be too dangerous because it would make it easier for Hamas to rearm. Wada Maskoun finds fault with placing the impact of that concern on Palestinian non-participants and civilians.
What we don't still understand, they move from occupation to a big prison, and that's it. I mean, and then you're asking prisoners, which include children, women, elderly, what they are need to do. I mean, until you solve them, until they are not in the prison, then you can ask, what do we need to do? How do we stop that? As long as your solution is keep them in that prison, I mean, it's officially still occupation.
And at this point, do you think Hamas should continue to fire rockets? Or would you like to see, do you think it would encourage Israel to stop if they stop?
I mean, it first started by Israel. The majority who's killed were the Palestinian civilian. So, I mean, it's no-brainer that they need to stop. And there is no brainer, they need to take more steps before just saying, we stopped. What's about the 1,000 who's been killed by the civilian? What's about every day, how they're gonna solve their electricity, their water? I mean, if they're not they cannot get their food or drink, what they want them to do?
Some Israeli officials have argued the civilian death count in Gaza is mounting because Hamas stores weapons in places such as schools and hospitals. Temir El-Sabai thinks that's an excuse to disregard the lives of Palestinians.
All dictators use the same excuse. Bashar Assad used the same excuse when he shelled Syrian innocent people. Israel is using the same kind of excuse, which is not acceptable. You cannot justify killing 900 or 1,000 people. Most of them, I mean, everybody knows that most of the people who are killed in the Palestinian sides were civilians, women, children, elderly people, patients. You cannot justify killing these innocent people because you think Hamas is hiding weapons or shelling the rockets from those areas.
All three men, El-Sabai, El-Muhaidi, and Maskoun, suggest Israel's overwhelming firepower and their decades-long authority over many aspects of Palestinian life means the weight of ceasefire concessions and refraining from violence lays heaviest on Israel. Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.